Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hello! Happy Friday, listeners! It's May 19th, and this, for a brief and beautiful moment, was the GZM Morning Show. It's our 100th episode! I could only afford this extremely tiny noisemaker, so that's the celebration noise! And it's really exciting! I'm here in the sound studio, celebrating by myself. Mabel couldn't make it today. She had to go to the GZM Sound Symposium, which is also today, and where every other character is, learning about their futures at GZM. And my future is going to be elsewhere. I'm going to be working for Dave's cousin in LA. His name's Lave, which I know, haha, their names rhyme, but I have no right to talk. My dad's name is Jimmy Jr., which doesn't make a lot of sense because I'm the younger Jimmy, but that's what his parents named him. Anyway, my flight leaves right after this episode, so I'll keep it pretty short, 5 to 8 minutes, depending on content. I know we all wanted a big send-off with, like, every character on the show coming back and singing, you know, we'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, or something else, but, yeah. Everybody's just busy. Scheduling happens like that. I actually had a goodbye present for Mabel, but, we couldn't make it work, obviously. It kind of needs to be in person, but I guess I'll just show it to Bezor, and then Bezor can show it to Mabel. Oh, Bezor!
Did somebody call for Bezor?
Mabel?
Hi, Jimmy.
What are you doing here? The sound symposium is happening. You're gonna miss your new sound engineer assignment. It's your favorite day at the studio. Wait, are you gonna go back and forth between this party and your job like people on sitcoms when they have two dates on the same day? Or when a movie character has to pretend to be an elderly British nanny for their kids because they lost custody?
No, I'm not going back. Also, I think he's supposed to be Scottish.
That's what I thought, but apparently, according to Wikipedia, he's supposed to be British.
Huh, weird. Well, anyway, did you know that at last year's Sound Symposium, Canada's own Chris Terry pulled me aside and asked for a favor?
No. Whoa, you're so lucky. A favor? What did he ask?
Well, I had trained with him for a few years, and I was ready to sound engineer my own show. And he said that they didn't really have any open slots for me that year to be lead sound engineer, but he would really appreciate it if I stayed around the studio, just to help wherever I could. So I was kind of disappointed to hear that because I really, really wanted to work on a show so I could make new friends. But you know me, I'm always happy to help. So you might remember around January, I met this guy Jimmy from Tomorrow.
The Continuing Adventures of Andy Warbucks. Wait a minute, that's me!
Right. And you told me you had a show that needed a sound engineer. And then on that first episode, you said we were going to be best friends. And just like that, you made two of my dreams come true. I got to be lead sound engineer doing what I love, making podcasts at GZM, and I got a brand new best friend to share it with. I can't believe we made it to 100 episodes, and if you thought I would miss this moment for anything, then we might need to have a real heart-to-heart.
Oh my gosh, Mabel, that's so sweet. I love that. I love that a lot. Oh, that's my plane. Dave asked it to park right outside the sound studio. It's pretty cool how GZM is big enough to have an airport and several helipads, but also an affordable public transit system for our characters. I guess I gotta go now.
Are you carrying a ukulele?
Oh, this? Yeah, I learned how to play it because you liked that song I wrote for you a while ago when I didn't know how to play any instruments, so I figured you'd really like a song where I know how to play.
You learned ukulele for me?
Yeah, it's a goodbye present.
Well, I'd love to hear it.
Okay.
Mabel, let me tell you what's true. It's that I love making podcasts with you. Oh, Mabel, you're my very best friend. And our love for podcasts will never end. And Mabel, I wrote you this song to tell you our love couldn't be wrong for podcasts, that is. So, Mabel, on this 100th show, I promise that our love's going to grow. And by love, I mean our podcast. And by grow, I mean our listenership.
Okay, that's my song. It's been great to do a show with you, Mabel. I'll miss you a lot. You're one of the few things more important than podcasting. I'll call when I get to Los Angeles, the town where everyone knows your name.
Jimmy, wait.
What? Yes, was the song bad?
No, the song was great. It's just that I have a present for you too. Obezor?
Oh, Bezor, I can't take Bezor to L.A. Bezor, you've got a whole thing with your best friend Javi, apparently. But I will miss you so much. Goodbye, Bezor.
No, Bezor's not the gift. Bezor has the gift. Bezor, would you please print it out for me?
A plane ticket to Los Angeles? Mabel, I already have one. It was provided by Dave. Maybe Dave's my mentor.
Maybe, but check the name on the ticket again.
Mabel.
Mabel, it's a ticket for me. We're gonna sit next to each other on the plane.
Whoa! A plane ride with my best friend! And then you'll take a plane back?
No. I realized if you've already made two of my dreams come true, then maybe the two of us can make dreams come true every day. I'm gonna move to LA with you and really focus on my dream of being a star in community theater.
Oh, that's incredible. I bet someday you'll get to do a play with someone who was on a hit show from the past.
I can only imagine.
But wait, what about podcasts? Don't you really love sound stuff? That's like your art form.
Theater has sound stuff. And I don't want to make art if you're not there.
Me neither. Wow, this has been a really incredible 100th episode.
Yeah, it feels both full and open. Like, if we ever wanted to come back to the studio, we totally could. But also, the story is complete in the most satisfying way possible.
Took the words right out of my mouth! Oh, that's the plane. Let's go!
Oh, Jimmy, I'm so excited!
Me too, Mabel.
Hooray!
Bye, Bezor! We'll call when we land!
Goodbye, GZM.
And goodbye, listeners! For now, thanks for joining us for 100 of the best episodes that have ever graced the ears of podcast listeners. When we started this show, we knew it would change lives for the better, but we didn't know that meant ours, too. We read every email you sent in, every review, and all your kind words really made a difference to us. Now, I'm about to go on a new adventure with my best friend, and I can't wait to hear about your next adventure. Keep in touch at the email secretjimmy@gzmshows.com. And for the last time in a while.
But hopefully not too long.
Bye-bye!
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.